It's getting better. I'm getting better, feeling better. Joe and the guys did a great job in the training room, helped me start to feel better. And so, day by day, it's improving. So,
will you be surprised if you don't play something?
We'll see. You know, it's still early. So see how it goes from now to tomorrow. But feel better, you know, today than I did yesterday. And so hopefully that keeps up.
Are you pleasantly surprised by how it's responded?
I guess as long as it responds, you're it's pleasant. So I'll put it that way. I mean, at this age, as long as you start to feel better, I think you feel good about that. And so, like I said, I feel better from yesterday to today. And so hopefully that keeps up. I'm trying to throw a little bit today if possible, and we'll see how it goes.
And like, is there one hurdle that you need to get over personally to be able to practice and handle?
No, I mean, obviously you just want to get to where you feel like you can do everything you need to do to be effective and do the things that you normally do. So that's the main thing.
Obviously you like to practice this week, but being a veteran and knowing this offense and whatnot, if you aren't able to practice tomorrow or Friday, could you still conceivably play Sunday if you're physically good to go?
Well, that's obviously coach's decision. And so I'll study the game plan and do everything I can to stay ready mentally, and then we'll see how it goes physically.
What do you see when you look at this Arizona defense?
It's a good defense, very similar to the last few weeks. It's a good front. It's a good back end. You don't really look across this group and see any weak links. They're a very solid group, and obviously they're number, I believe, 4 in the league. And so we'll have our hands full with these guys as well. But coach has put a good plan together, and with every defense, there's things that you can take advantage of. But personnel-wise, they've done an excellent job with personnel and putting that group together. And another physical group, very similar to St. Louis as far as how they play the game. And so it'll be a tough task for us this week.
Josh, have you ever had anything like this before?
Not so much in this area. So. Well, thankfully, my shoulders have been pretty good for most of my career, and so nothing like this.
How much are the ribs playing into it at all?
Obviously, once you kind of start getting all that going, it can all run together sometimes. But I think the main thing is just to get to the point where I feel good throwing, and that'll be the key. The ribs, you know, it is what it is, and you just kind of deal with it.
Josh, it's special to you that coach said if you can go, you're going to go, and not just make the move to Johnny. Other some people, you know, think that that's a smart idea.
What's a smart idea?
No, I mean, some people outside the building think going to Johnny just makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
When coach says you're the guy.
Yes. Obviously you're on a team and you want to help the team win and be available to play. And so when a coach, you know, puts his trust in you, then you know it does make you feel good, but at the same time I can understand both sides of it and understand the situation that I'm in. I said this a long time ago to you guys, we drafted Johnny in the first round for a reason, and so there's a time, you know, at some point that time's gonna come where it's gonna be time to see what he can do, and so but for me, I don't that's not my decision, and those aren't, you know, that's not what I get caught up worried about. I have to focus on being ready to play and get myself healthy, and then being ready to play against the Cardinals. And so that's where my mind's at.
Josh, Coach was saying today that it's amazing what even just a couple of days can do for a guy, especially what you went through on Sunday. When we saw you after the game, I mean, trying to talk to the podium, because obviously you were in horrible pain. Is it amazing what a couple of days can do?
Absolutely, it helps, and that's what I mean. Joe Sheehan, our trainers, and the people available to us, they do an excellent job of helping us. Everything we can do to feel better and get our bodies ready, and so we're utilizing that, and it absolutely does help. You know, when you can get rest and allow your body to heal, and taking a day off certainly helps. And so, you know, there's only so many days that you have, though. That's the thing. And we've done everything we can as far as a treatment standpoint to utilize these last, you know, few days. And so hopefully that puts us in a good position to feel better and be able to play.
You had like 5 trips to x-ray rooms after games this year and the concussion. Is this just par for the course, the job description, or is this worse than you can remember?
No, I think it's just part of it, you know, and anytime, you know, anytime you have take a hit on something or sore somewhere, it's normal to take pictures of it, you know, let's get some x-rays, just make sure everything's structurally okay. So sometimes getting x-rays for us is not as big as it is maybe for the perception of it, because it's just part of what you do, you know, to make sure everything is okay.
Injured this year than normal?
No, I mean, last year, obviously I hurt my thumb and I missed time. So I would contend that I was more injured last year than I've been this year. I view concussions as a totally different thing in itself. You know, at the end of the day, for us, as players, I think you just want to make sure things are structurally good. And then as soon as you can get it to where it's a pain tolerance thing, then, you know, in my mind, you ought to be ready to go. So that's just how I see it.
Josh, along those lines, when does your body start to feel normal?
In February, obviously, I think the older you get, especially, you know, talking to older players, I mean, that's usually the case. It takes a while, but you know, hopefully towards the end of the week, you start feeling better and feeling like yourself and ready to go again. So it's usually, you know, late Thursday, Friday, you start to feel better, sometimes Saturday. And then it just depends on the game, you know, what happens in the game. But, you know, you catch stretches in a game where there's not a lot of hits or for whatever reason you don't take a lot of shots. And so you're able to put those, you know, 2 weeks together and really gain some ground. So, it's part of, like we said, part of the job description. And so I don't really think about it too much as far as that goes. As long as you can go out there and know that you're not going to injure yourself any further or anything like that, then in my mind, you'll be ready to go.
Josh, on Monday, Mike Patton said that when he spoke to the team, he asked guys to look within themselves and kind of just assess their commitment to the team and, you know, moving this thing forward so it doesn't spiral out of control. As one of the leaders on the team, where do you think things are at in that regard? And are you confident that the players in this room, you know, are heeding that advice and really are 110% all in and trying to get this thing turned around so it doesn't spiral?
Yeah, I mean, he's done a good job of sending that message, and I do believe the guys are listening and heeding. But we've got to put that into action, you know, and that's the key. And for us, you know, to grab hold of this thing, because, you know, nobody wants to be in this situation, you know, and that's life. And, you know, we're not the only people in the world right now that are in a situation that they don't want to be in, that they're finding themselves in. And so it's not ideal, but at the same time, it's the character of our team that, you know, will be revealed in this. And so we've got to be able to respond. We've got to be able to take those things that Coach Pett's saying and put them into action. And that'll start on Sunday. I think it's obviously a tough time, but I think we have the makeup of the guys in here to respond to that.
There's another bunch of guys on this Cardinals defense that I'm sure you kind of have circled in red in your mind, maybe Freeney, mm-hmm. Campbell, mm-hmm. Matthews. Can you just talk about some of the great players they have?
Yeah, that's what I mean. They've done an excellent job personnel-wise with their group. They're pretty good all the way across, and then they add a guy like Dwight Freeney, who's came in my draft class and turned on Monday Night Football, and he's making sacks and disrupting the quarterback. And so you're aware of where those guys are at all the time. But at the same time, I like our players and the guys we have and our matchups too. And I believe in the guys that we have out there. And so we'll have a good plan together and then we'll go out and execute. That's one thing that we've learned over the past few weeks. You're playing good defenses. But at the end of the day, there's still things that you look at and go, you know what, was it them or was it us? Denver certainly made their plays and St. Louis made their plays, but we also had opportunities too. And so that's my focus. And I think what we're talking about as an offensive unit is just, you know, let's go out and make sure we take care of our job and don't do the things that are going to hurt us. And if we do that, then I think we'll have a chance.
Yeah, when you play a turf team like they are, or like St. Louis, I think you find them to be a lot different when they get on a grass surface.
St. Louis. Yeah, I mean, I definitely think there's a little bit of a difference just because the surface is different. There's certainly, you know, a teams that I think take it into consideration when they're building their team. And you look at the team speed of St. Louis, for instance, and I definitely think they're obviously a faster team on turf. So Arizona, I don't know if that's the case or not, because I think they're rolling the grass in and out still there, aren't they? So they're grass all the time. Yeah, so I think I don't know if it'll affect them as much. I know having been out there and played out there, that grass is a little different than grass in Ohio. I think the thing I see about these guys on tape is it's reflective of their division. They're very physical, just like St. Louis, and I'm sure we'll find out with Seattle down the road here. That division is a very physical division, and this defense, they play very similar to St. Louis as far as the physicality and the way they approach the game.
AstroTurf used to be like landing on asphalt.
I did that before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that like, that turf in St. Louis? How does that compare to the old school?
It's not like landing on AstroTurf, like the old stuff. I played in college on the old stuff and ran my 40 at the combine on the old stuff, and it's way different. It doesn't skin you up and take off, you know, chunks of skin at a time like the old stuff did. So I think everybody has welcomed that, you know, that everybody that's played on that old stuff. I don't know how many of the young guys even know it existed, but I think obviously with all of us, if we had our druthers, we'd play on grass if we could, just for the overall feel and the effect that it has on your body. It's I don't think anything beats grass in my opinion.
Josh, I think it's been four games in a row, four, five, six. I know you face good pass rushes, but there's something you can put your finger on as to why the high number.
Not necessarily. I mean, other than that, I just give credit to the guys, the opponents that we're playing against, and that's just a byproduct of, you know, we've thrown the ball a lot those games, and so when you're throwing the ball a lot, you know, it's just part of what's going to happen, especially if you're playing against teams that are good rushers. So it doesn't. My confidence in the guys up front does not change or waver at all. It's still an outstanding group, and I believe in them completely. So I give credit to the guys across the ball from us. They're good players, but so are our guys. And then for my part of it, you know, I go back and look at those things and go, when could I, you know. Could the ball have gotten out better and quicker? And I'm constantly, you know, grilling myself over that because it's, you know, first and foremost, it's on the quarterback to get that ball out and make his job, you know, the job of those five as easy as possible by understanding your reads and knowing where to go with the football. So those are the things that I look at when we talk about correcting it is how can I, you know, what could I have done better to help get the ball out quicker and make their job easier?